Shalom. I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to this week's Focus Israel Report. In this week's report, we're going to be sharing with you regarding the current efforts by the United States and the international community to support efforts to keep alive a two-state solution as part of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. And it is as follows. U.S. President Barack Obama resigned to his failure to broker a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians during the last 7 years of his presidency, is considering a plan that would preserve at least the principle of a two-state solution for an eventual permanent Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement by a future U.S. administration. The Obama administration is debating whether Obama should define the outlines for an eventual agreement from a presidential speech or perhaps through a U.N. Security Council resolution. A U.N. Security Council resolution would be brought to a vote before the end of U.S. President Barack Obama's term as president in January of 2017. The objective of such a strategy would not be to revive direct peace negotiations between the two sides, which almost nobody believes is likely now, but to enshrine the proposals made by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for an eventual peace agreement during his last failed effort at peacemaking in 2014. In 2014, when U.S.-led negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians broke down, the U.S. State Department drafted a speech for Kerry to deliver that would have laid out the parameters that the two sides needed to agree upon. That is, borders, security, the status of Jerusalem, treatment of Palestinian refugees, and the mutual recognition of two states for two peoples, meaning recognition of Israel as a Jewish state and not simply recognition of its right to exist. However, U.S. President Barack Obama rejected the idea, and the speech was never delivered according to people familiar with the debate at that time. A U.N. Security Council resolution, U.S. officials said, would give enduring legitimacy to the compromises that Mr. Kerry hammered out in private talks between the two sides, and build broad international support for a series of proposed solutions that would provide the framework for a future Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. A senior U.S. administration official said that a final decision on the matter hasn't yet been reached and that Obama is examining a number of different options. He said that the timing for such a move has not yet been determined, adding that Obama wants to put the Israeli-Palestinian issue on a more promising framework before his successor takes place in January. Obama and Kerry are looking at the very real likelihood that the two-state solution could die on their watch, said Martin Indyk, who served as the special envoy for Israel-Palestinian peace negotiations under Kerry in 2013 and 2014. Having tried everything else, I think that they feel a responsibility, above all to Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, to preserve the principles of a two-state solution. There will be great temptation for the Obama administration to do something regarding the peace process in Obama's final year of office, said Aaron David Miller, a vice president at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Miller wrote an article for Foreign Policy magazine called The Last Temptation of Barack Obama and John Kerry, and in the article, he predicted that despite all sense and reason, Obama and Kerry will have one more go at attempting Middle East peace. Miller added, "For a president who came out faster and more aggressively on the Middle East than any of his predecessors, there is a growing sense of incompleteness and perhaps even failure regarding the efforts that Obama has made over the past number of years to bring about peace between Israel and the Palestinians." Among the questions the Obama administration is considering is how long to wait to make such a move. Deferring action until after the November U.S. elections would ease the political pressure on the eventual Democratic nominee, but it would shorten the time to build international support for a U.N. Security Council resolution before Obama leaves office in January. Making such a move, especially to reset the terms of U.N. Resolution 242, passed after the Six-Day War in 1967, Biden would become a political hot potato for Democrats in a U.S. election year. And few observers expect the administration to do anything before the U.S. elections in November. To take an initiative sooner puts you on a collision course with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in your final year of office and would cause difficulties for the eventual Democratic nominee, Miller said. It would feed the Republican argument and would allow them to make an attack upon the Obama administration and the Democratic nominee, saying, see what they've done? First, they made the Iranian nuclear deal, which Israel objected to, and now they are abandoning Israel in the peace process. However, adding to the urgency of the debate, officials said, is mounting U.S. concern that a continued expansion of Jewish settlements in the area of the West Bank known as Area C, which is currently under Israeli control, will soon make a geographically and politically viable Palestinian state impossible. A report in the Wall Street Journal suggested that U.S. President Barack Obama is reconsidering a plan first presented several years ago by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry that Israel withdraw to the pre-1967 borders with agreed land swaps in order to establish a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. If the Palestinians are agreeable, the plan says that a deal could be worked out for land swaps that would leave the large Jewish settlement blocks in Israeli hands in exchange for Arab population centers within Israel proper. The fate of the Jewish quarter of the Old City of Jerusalem in the Western Wall would be subject to further negotiations. According to the plan, Israel would stop building Jewish homes in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. In exchange, the Palestinians would recognize Israel's right to exist, something that has not yet taken place, and rescind all claims to land within Israel proper. The report says that Obama is likely to back up his peace proposal with a communications campaign to justify that this is the right thing to do. The Wall Street Journal also said that the strongest thing on the list of options under consideration would be for U.S. support of a U.N. Security Council resolution calling on both sides to compromise on key issues in the conflict where in the past both sides have disagreed. Commentators on Israel Army Radio interpreted the Wall Street Journal report as meaning that the U.S. would fail to veto resolutions in the U.N. Security Council against Israel, which the Obama administration has repeatedly done until now. Now that Obama is leaving office, he doesn't have to curry favor with Jewish voters. And since he really isn't such an enthusiastic supporter of the most likely Democratic nominee for President Hillary Clinton, who would most likely bear the brunt of anger from Jewish voters if the U.S. lets the Security Council resolution condemn Israel, said one analyst, this is Obama's chance to do what he has always wanted to do. Some would say to solidify his legacy, while others would say to get back at Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for being what Obama perceives as being uncooperative with him over the years. A New York Times editorial said, there are several options to the current stalemate between Israel and the Palestinians regarding a two-state solution to the conflict, but the best may be a resolution that puts the United Nations Security Council on record supporting the basic principles of a peace deal covering borders, the future of Jerusalem, Palestinian refugees, security, and land swaps, but not imposing anything at this time on the two parties. The editorial condemned what it claimed were Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's lackluster efforts in the peace process, saying that the Israeli Prime Minister has never shown a serious willingness to progress toward a peace deal, as is made clear by his expansion of Israeli settlements, which reduces the land available for a viable Palestinian state. The article also criticized Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for being a weak and aging leader who has given up on peace. However, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden recently made a proposal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of an Israeli settlement freeze and U.S. recognition of East Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state, in exchange for Palestinian recognition of Israel as a Jewish state and the Palestinians giving up their right of return to live in Israel. However, Abbas rejected the U.S. proposal. In response, the Israeli Prime Minister's office and the foreign ministry outlined a few scenarios regarding possible moves that Obama may take during his last year in office on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. In the first scenario, Obama would do nothing on the issue before the end of his term, except for steps to prevent any deterioration in ties between the conflicting sides. The assessment was that the likelihood of this scenario happening is not very high. The second possibility is that Obama will give a speech in which he presents the U.S. vision for a solution to the core issues of the conflict, that is, borders, security, the return of refugees, and the division of Jerusalem. Obama's speech would be based on the draft framework agreement that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry almost succeeded in formulating during peace negotiations in early 2014. Israel believes that there is a higher probability of this scenario happening. A third possibility, which is described as being a certain possibility, also is American support for a U.N. Security Council resolution on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Some of Obama's advisors, as well as senior officials at the U.S. State Department, believe that the American president's legacy on the Israeli-Palestinian issue should be a U.N. Security Council resolution that would outline the principles for the end of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Such a resolution would replace U.N. Security Council Resolution 242, passed in 1967, and U.N. Resolution 338, passed in 1973. It would serve as a new source of authority for the peace process, secure and preserve the two-state solution, and make it clear to the Israelis and Palestinians what concessions they would have to make if they one day decide to renew the peace process. Meanwhile, Israel Army Radio reported that Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is worried that the Obama administration will use its final weeks in office to back a UN Security Council resolution and other measures detrimental to Israel. As a result, Netanyahu has been trying to persuade his ministerial colleagues to approve a series of measures to boost the West Bank economy and show Israel's commitment to improving Palestinian lives in the West Bank. Netanyahu's primary concern about Obama supporting a UN Security Council resolution regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is focused on the period between November 2016, when a new U.S. president is elected, and January 2017, when that new president takes office. Given the history of difficult relations between the two countries' leaderships, this period would constitute a brief window when the Obama administration could advance its agenda without domestic repercussions, the report said. Meanwhile, France said that it will recognize a Palestinian state if its imminent efforts to end the deadlock in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians ends without success. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said, France will engage in the coming weeks in the preparation of an international conference, bringing together the parties and their main partners, American, European, Arab, notably to preserve and make happen the solution of two states. France, Fabius said, has a responsibility as a permanent member of the UN Security Council to sustain efforts to reach a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. If the French effort to organize an international conference to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict fails, Fabius said that France would move to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Fabius said, and what will happen if this last-ditch attempt at reaching a negotiated solution hits a stumbling block? In that case, France will have to live up to its responsibilities and recognize a Palestinian state. In response, a senior Israeli official said that French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius' threat to recognize a Palestinian state should an international peace conference fail to resolve the dispute between Israel and the Palestinians regarding the peace process gives the Palestinians incentive to not negotiate with Israel and want to see the talks end in a deadlock, saying, negotiations cannot be held nor peace be achieved based upon this viewpoint. Israel Foreign Ministry Director General Dor Gold had talked with the French government about the issue and expressed skepticism about the French initiative. Israel Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nachon said, the Israeli side emphasized the importance of direct bilateral negotiations with no prior conditions between the parties as the only way to bring about a negotiated peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Israeli opposition leader Isaac Herzog stated that he had talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry about the French idea of an international peace conference. As a result of these talks with Kerry, Herzog said that if Netanyahu does not positively respond to the idea that Israel will have a solution to the conflict imposed upon it by the international community. France presented Israel with a plan for an international peace summit to be held in Paris this summer in order to restart negotiations with the Palestinians. The international conference is tentatively scheduled to take place in June or July, despite Israeli reservations about it. The French proposal was composed of three stages. First, consultations with Israel, the Palestinians, and international partners on the notion of a summit in February or March. Second, a meeting in Paris of the International Support Group for the negotiations in March or April, without the Israelis or the Palestinians present. Lastly, the convening of an international peace summit in Paris in June or July, when negotiations will restart. France has tasked diplomat Pierre Vimont as the special envoy for this peace proposal. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the French proposal to hold an international peace conference timely and realistic. He said that the Palestinians welcomed the French call for serious international involvement toward ending the Israeli occupation that began in 1967. Erekat added, "The French ideas are timely, the French ideas are realistic, and the French ideas are the only thing in town. And those who care about peace between Palestinians and Israelis must fully support the French ideas. We will be maintaining our contact with France as well as other international partners to advance the idea of an international conference. We have been calling upon the international community to have such an international conference for Palestine based upon international law and UN resolutions." On the other hand, Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, said that the Palestinians are waging a new campaign at the United Nations to revive the two-state solution, with the possible starting point being a UN Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlements. He said, "We will not accept that the year 2016 is a year when we cannot do anything. We have to open some doors to keep hope alive and keep the two-state solution viable." The Palestinian ambassador recently met with the envoys from the permanent UN Security Council members, that is Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States, to discuss the way forward. The Palestinian envoy suggested that a resolution condemning Israel's expansion of Israeli settlements could be a first step, but he stressed that there should be a broader plan. This could include the creation of an international support group, the deployment of observers to trouble spots, or the convening of an international peace conference. "The signal regarding the way forward has to come from the UN Security Council," he said. These current efforts by France is a continuation of their efforts from the past. In December 2014, France tried to push for a UN Security Council resolution to lay out a framework for the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. However, these efforts failed due to opposition from Israel and the United States on one hand, and the unwillingness of the Palestinians on the other to compromise on the exact wording of the decision in order to win final approval from the Obama administration. In the summer of 2015, France raised the possibility of creating an international support group for peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. This group met on the sidelines of the UN last September. The meeting was attended by the foreign ministers of the quartet members, the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, together with another 30 Western and Arab countries, but without Israel or the Palestinians. Since that meeting, Fabius tried to push for a UN Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlements, but this effort also failed to gain traction. In the last few weeks, Fabius and other French officials held talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and other Palestinian Authority officials. The Palestinians expressed support for the creation of an international peace committee to be based on the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative. The current idea is for France to host an international peace conference this summer in either June or July. If these efforts fail, the United States seems willing to consider a UN Security Council resolution to outline the parameters of an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, which recognizes is a Palestinian state based upon 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. The U.S. would most likely be willing to consider such a U.N. Security Council resolution this fall and no later than January of 2017. Well, that's going to conclude this week's report, where we shared with you regarding the current efforts by the United States and the international community, namely France, to support efforts to keep alive a two-state solution by holding an international peace conference this summer, or supporting a UN Security Council resolution by the end of 2016 as part of seeking to secure an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Until we do it again, Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.